It does.
There you go. That splends it, Ricky.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Merry Christmas, Joni.
Wait, what did you say?
Patrick wishes you a Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you. Tell him thank you. I hope he had a happy.
Yeah, he did have a happy. We both did. So.
Oh,
and happy
good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you both did. Good.
Okay. So we have a couple of people on the call here, which is great. And I know that I think there's one or two other people who have already let me know that they're going to be calling in. So,
excellent.
So welcome, Joni, in this holiday season to So Luminous Radio.
Thank you. It's great to be here always.
And one of the things that I wanted to touch upon, well, the theme I wanted to be was, you know, letting go and creating a bridge from this year of 2016 into 2017. So it's really important. I just got off a coaching call with a client and we were talking about it. It's really important to be aware of what we don't want, because it gives us real clarity on where we want to go and how we want to live our lives. But it's super important to make a bridge or create some kind of an energetic or thought bridge that can take us from what we don't want to what we do want. Would you like to expound upon that with all of your wisdom, Joni, and talk to us a little bit about how important that is?
Okay, well, I think a lot of people, when they get into what they don't want, oftentimes they energetically get confused, upset. They start remembering or re-experiencing times when they were traumatized, disappointed, angered, saddened, and that's a place of stuckness. A person can really get caught up in what they don't want. It's very, very important to acknowledge and honor what you have not gotten or what you have gotten that you did not like, what you did not want. Very important to identify all of that without perseverating, without ruminating, getting in that wheel of, I don't want this, I don't want that, and then you can just really get into one big energetic shriek. So to identify what you've been through, to honor it, to recognize that you came into this lifetime to experience so many things, not just the good, but the bad.
Mm.
And just as an aside, nothing is bad because all is divinely ordered, but I'm just talking casually. So to accept, to honor, and then everyone has a different way of releasing. Some people, they might write things down, they might journal it out, they might shred it or burn it. Other people might just go to the ocean, or they might go to a mountain, or they might just sit outside in the sun. They might pamper themselves to a massage. They might go for a therapy session. They might take an Epsom salt bath. To go into some type of a ritual for a release is wonderful. Other people, they even could just take a walk around the block. That's very ceremonial as well. Some people light candles. Other people treat themselves to something. Other people, they even get rid of. They might purge. They might clean a closet, clean a room, clean a home. Whatever it might be, that's important to have that release of some sort. Meditate, pray, go to that centered space of peace. And then that's all the way to bridge. This is all part of bridging. And then to go to that place of who am I and what do I deserve? What do I want? To find that integrity if you've lost it. To love yourself for all of your worth and to even say, I love you, I love me, I love myself. To write it down on a piece of paper, put post-its around where it says, I love myself, I'm great. And if you have difficulty doing that, finding your worth before you identify what you do in fact want, you might need counseling. If self-help books and journaling don't work, you might need assistance from someone else to get you to that place where you can in fact draw from what you heavenly desire. When you get to that place, then some people are visual. Some people make vision boards. Other people make lists. Other people talk out loud, and they tell their friends, you know what I'm going to do? You know what's next? And then they like to be oral about it, verbal, not oral. And they will speak about what their plans are. And so that is, I would say for me, that is a way that folks can, in fact, move from the lack mentality, the absence of, to the abundance, to the filling in their desires where they can bring heaven to earth.
Well, I think that that's really, thank you, Joni, for that. That it's so important to kind of attach an action to, you know, what you're saying you want and what you say that you don't want, like you saying, you know, journaling it or declaring it to the universe or telling someone else. That first thing that you do, whether you're writing it down or making it a goal or doing a vision board or telling your friend or sharing it with others, that is an action with the intent of carrying it out. That's your very first action. So that's really important. And that in itself is a bridge. One of the exercises I gave my client today was, you know, when you say, I don't want something, say, you know, no, she kept on saying, no more of that. It's like, no more of that. But this is where I start today to do this or to be this. So right. If we can hook and hinge what we don't want with what we do, and that also is an action, and it creates some energy flow in the direction of what we desire. Another important question to ask is why? Why do I want what I want? Or why am I feeling angry? Or why am I feeling upset? And when you ask yourself those questions and ask them out loud or even journal them, your brain will work for you because it starts to Google. It's just like a Google search engine. It starts to look for the answer. And, you know, by asking yourself why, you're hooking into the emotion of what you're experiencing, whether it's good or it's bad. Why do you get so frustrated? Why am I so angry? Why do I want to lose weight? Why? So get to the roots of, you know, your desire for something better or your, you know, your anger or whatever it is that exists in your life that you don't want. Let's get to, you know, create a relationship there or a little awareness around that which you want to create or that which you want to let go of. But I think, you know, in creating that bridge, the first step is identify what you don't want, because lots of times that's the easiest place to go to identify what you do. The next thing is let go. Where can you let go? If you start to make an excuse, I can't because my wife or my husband or my kid, you know, there's some emotion there, there's some holding on there, and that needs a little bit of research. Wouldn't you say excuses are a refusal or a reluctance to let go, Joni?
Absolutely. And some people don't know why they're doing it, and that's where people get blocked. So it's very, very important for people to slow down, for people to be more mindful of what they're thinking and saying and doing, because excuses are such, they can just be cement pillars, and a person needs to kind of unravel some of the ways that they're operating in order to then be able to see that it, something is in fact an excuse. People need to slow down. People need to learn how to take responsibility for their actions. They need to count backwards before they say something or do something. They can sleep on something rather than feel they have to make a decision right then and there.
Yeah.
And when you take care of yourself and you become more aware, more mindful and responsible, then if an excuse, in fact, does come to the surface, you'll at least be a little more clear-headed and be able to identify, in fact, that it's an excuse. When you're all rushed and hurried, an excuse just looks like that excuse.
Okay, so now to get everyone thinking here, we have a few people on the line right now, quite a few, actually, who want to have calls. We have some people on the webcast, but on the phone lines here, we have a few. What I would like you people to do, because I'm assuming that you want the gift of a reading or a channel or some connection here with Joni, I want you to think right now about what you don't want, and think about what you do want, and think a little bit about your why, so you're kind of getting some ownership here. And then when I call on you, what I will do is I'm going to unmute you, and I will tell the last four digits of your phone number, and if I can see it, I will say where you're from, okay? So you don't have to say your name if you don't want to. I'll let you do that, okay? But that's how it's going to work. So it's really easy. Don't get nervous, but I want you to think what you don't want, what you do want. Start asking a little bit of why, because we're going to start with Joni giving her gifts tonight. But Joni, just to let people know, because there are some new people on the line here, what is it that you could offer them tonight in a nutshell that might help them create that bridge into 2017?
Many people come in with questions about family, relationship, career, money, health. Although I am not a doctor, please, your healthcare professional, I do address health issues. Any questions on the table, I offer clarification, validation. I am a healer as well, so I might do a healing. So have a glass of water by you in case the other side says, have a sip. So that's a little, that's a nutshell.
Awesome. Okay, well, we're going to get started now. And our first caller that I'm calling on is from Waltham, Mass. I'm unmuting you right now. And the last digits of your phone number are 3339. You are on the air.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Didn't realize my phone was from Waltham. Okay. So it's about relationships.
Well, what is your name?
Oh, my name's Margie.
Hi.
Hi. This is the first time, so I'm not sure how to do this.
Oh, no, no, that's okay. What's your question?
So it's about relationships.
Okay.
It's been a hard road for me the past year and a half, and, you know, I'm still holding on to a relationship that I care about and just, you know, just kind of wondering where that's at. It's an old relationship. It ended. If that has any potential. A year and a half.
Okay, that's right. Let's see. I feel that energetically you still have some of this. You're going to use the word grime. Was this person a little troubled? This did not work out. Was there a mood issue? And some words were said?
There wasn't a lot said.
I feel, was there a mood disorder?
Very abruptly.
Was it
if there
depression
was,
or sadness?
It.
Or?
If there was, I didn't know about it.
Okay, it feels
it was a relationship.
There's a heaviness in my throat, and there's sadness, and my head is all filled with things. I feel like the person that you were involved with had issues, psychological issues. And I'm not sure if some of the energies are still with you. They're negative energies. So do you have a bathtub?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have Epsom salts?
Yes.
Okay. You'd have a really good release if you put a cup of Epsom salts in the bathtub and make sure it's very well dissolved. And then sit in there, and if you need to cry, you cry. Ask for angelic assistance and have them assist you in releasing negative bindings, negative energies that are there. Now, I'm just going to go in now. I'm going to pull some things out, but the bath will really take care of what's needed. So I'm just going to go in. Oh, there we go. A lot of sadness.
From me or this person? Other person?
Sadness.
There's a lot of sadness from me.
The energy. So it's he. He has sadness. He has mental confusion. There are issues he has, and they're with you. And they're in your aura, they're in your energy field outside of your body, and they're glommed to you. It feels like it's been a weight on you that's been keeping you in this, and you as if you have not left. He didn't do this on purpose. It's energetic. I'd say over the course of a month, treat yourself to baths every once in a while. This will take about a month for this healing to resolve itself. So that's part of why it's been challenging for you, is it's been energetic. Also, your hands. I feel like there's something with your hands as well. Have they been either too cold or shaky?
Numb a lot lately.
Numb in the hands, yeah. Okay, so after this call or after the show, depending on if you want to listen more, you go to the sink and just some nice warm water and soap. There will be angelic assistance. There's a crummy energy that's there as well. And it's sadness, and it's kind of glued there. It doesn't need to be there. Many of us will come and will help. So I will be there, and my higher self will be there, and other angels and ascended masters and guides will help and are just going to pull some stuff off of you. If you feel a little tired today, well, it's this mm-hmm. evening, but if you feel like just groggy earlier, go with it. Just go with okay. it. Go to sleep earlier if you need to. Just snuggle up real nice. And it, oftentimes when people have a release of energies that have been holding you down, they oftentimes feel very tired. Sometimes people feel lighter, but other times they just want to take a nap. So regarding – now we'll get practical. Now we'll get to your question. I don't feel that it's a – it doesn't feel comfortable for me with this person. I don't feel like it's a match. It's a divine relationship in that it was purposeful. It was to be. Part of it is the timing that I think that if he had been at a different place in his life, it could have worked, but I don't feel comfortable. I feel like you're in different corners of a room and there are different agendas. Would you like to know if anyone else is coming in for you?
Yes, there are some, yes.
Oh, yes, honey pie. There are a few. Over the course of the year, you are going to be unraveling what has happened. You're going to be learning a lot about this relationship that you are in. You will come to some moments where you get it. If you haven't already, but they're going to be new revelations. It's perfect. You're going to be healing over the course of the year. I'd say, let's say 10 months. It's a 10-month healing period, and then during that time, I feel like your heart is getting happier and happier and more full, and I feel like there's this love that's bursting inside and waiting to just be. You're like a juicy fruit, not juicy fruit, starburst. Your heart becomes like a starburst candy, you know, in the commercial, like you bite into it and it bursts out all over the TV screen. Your heart is going to be so ripe and so juicy with love, like you'll be ready. I'd give it about 10 months. If the timeline changes, maybe in 7 months, but it looks like a nice flow of healing is about 10 months. Then someone comes in. He's very much like a soldier. I don't think that he's in the armed forces, but he's a little bit stoic, a little bit reserved, but boy, are you going to know.
And they're not in my life now.
Nope. I don't know if you're shopping. I don't know if you're in a department store. I don't know what it is, but it's pretty darned easy. I think you're wearing makeup, so I think it's like you purposely, for some reason, you duty yourself up a little bit, and then you meet this soul, and he's very sweet. I see he's a handholder, and he's a real love. Now, if that doesn't work out, then there are ones in the waiting. You have quite a number lined up for you. It's really a matter of free will choice as to who comes in and how they behave, and if you feel that they're a match, treat yourself very well. Be your best friend. Ask for the best. Ask for the top of the heap. They do not want you to settle ever. And you are fine. You are not alone. There are quite a few. And this man that you are pining about, part of it has been difficult to release because of the energies that have been on you. You are going to see shifts. It will be easier for you to accept this. And over time, within this year, with reflection, you are going to understand and accept, and you will be at peace with it.
Okay. That's what I haven't been able to do, so because I don't know anything.
It's okay. You don't have to know. You can ask for assistance from the other side. Help me to accept this, please. I don't understand. Please show me signs. Please guide me so my heart can be at peace, so I can release and move on. And all they ask is you say thank you.
Okay. Thank
you. You're good. You're okay, honey pie.
Thank you.
Have a great bath.
You too.
Thank you. I'm glad you called.
Thank you, Margie.
Okay, I'm going to listen to some more.
You
okay,
should.
Bye, honey pie.
And I want to say, you know, thank you for being so courageous to call in and ask. Number two is that when any of these questions, any of the things that people ask in their healings, they are for everyone. It applies to everyone. So you're going to find some of yourself in your own life in the answers and the readings that Joni does for other people, too.
And you could also pass it on to friends because it might sound like a friends or family member situation. The other side gives gems for everyone who's listening. It's not just for the person who calls in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for that, Marge, and thank you for calling in. And
I just took my Epsom salts out.
Good girl.
Good.
Good girl.
Good for you.
All right. So I'm going to mute you now, Margie, but you can listen. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
All right. Whew, that gathered some steam there, Joni. That was great.
No pun intended with Epsom salt bath and steam, but go ahead.
Okay, so our next caller is from Milan, New Hampshire, and the last four numbers are 7310. You are on the air.
Hi, Joni. My name is Lucille.
And
hi, Lucille.
Thank you so much for your time, your gift of energy, that you're expanding and sharing for all of us. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I love my job. I feel blessed.
Then it's not a job, right?
Yeah, it doesn't feel like a job when you love it like this. No.
That's right. No. Yeah.
What is your question?
I just have a concern. I worry about, I'm recently retired, so I've got a new life basically opened up for me.
Yeah.
But I got quite a concern about health issues and, you know, encompassing emotional and anxiety. Of course, financial issues all incorporated in that. I try every day to meditate, to try to connect with spirit, to get through some of the concerns that may or may not even be there, but they're in my head, so obviously they are there for my heart. And I just feel so pulled in different directions. I'm just wondering, how do I accept or deal or surrender to what, or I don't know, to get forward, to get move ahead so I can have probably a clearer path
okay.
to what it is that I choose to do. I don't know what my block is.
Oh, well, I know what it is. I got this when you started, and it's interesting you said to move forward clear on path. You said that, and what I got at the beginning was your feet. Your feet need to be worked on. You need to have either a foot massage or be seen by a reflexologist. Do you know about reflexology?
Yes, yes, I've had it done, yeah.
There we go. So if you know a good practitioner, go, honey pie. I feel that in this lifetime you've trudged along and you've put up with things. Is that so?
Yeah.
Okay. So the feet, it's like a stomping, tromping, trudging in the feet. It's metaphorical. So the energy is accumulated down there, and there's a bit of suffering, a bit, and you're tired. So many times when people retire, the front that they put up, that big smile, the big, you know, peacock, whatever, they can now, like, let the wings down, the face drops, and then things start happening, right? Because they're no longer needing to put on that face every day. So
right.
I see it in your feet. When you work on your feet, boy, oh, boy, stuff comes out. Now, I see you crying, so I see actually release that after the reflexologist works on you, you go through some periods of feeling low. Do not worry.
Okay.
You are being held by angels. Drink water to flush out the sadness. The energy is stuck in there. It gets moved out. It's at the pushing, the way the reflexologist does it. And it comes up as feelings. There's sadness. You might feel a little chilly. You might feel a little cold. So layer up more, put on a hat, okay? Sip tea, cry if you need to. Do you pray to Mother Mary, Archangel Michael? Do you do any of that?
Archangel Gabriel is always over my right shoulder.
Beautiful. So then call upon him and say, hey, I'm going to be doing this release, and I would appreciate your assistance. Thank you. You know, however you say it. So that's the first step. Up, and they play around with. Did you hear they said first step?
Yes.
No foot pun intended. They're playing. It's wonderful.
You're right, yeah.
Okay, so let's see after that. I really see that after your feet are worked on, things change. You start getting all like tittery and silly and giddy because the silly energy down there is now moved. It's away. You need to honor yourself for what you've gone through. You're a brave soul. If there's anything that you've said in this lifetime that you regret, you have to forgive yourself. You have regret and you've been self-punishing. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it
does. That's your job. That's a block.
Wow.
No more of that. That'll also help you move forward. That's been holding you back. Let's see what else. Do you eat meat?
On occasion, yes.
It gets a little bit in the way. I believe this is a channel that I'm getting. I believe there's salicylic acid. I think I could be wrong. In meat, I want to say it's in the meat protein, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
But the point is, meat gets in the way with you sometimes, so it should be sparing, if any. You do fine with chicken and turkey and fish, but I think when we get to beef, you were in a lifetime and you got engorged with a whole bunch of beef, and you got really ginormously big. And so let's just get rid of the karma for that so you can eat beef and not feel a sick. Forgive yourself. Oh. Forgive them all. Oh. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Thank God for this life lesson. After this call, have some water. Sip water.
Okay.
I feel that journaling will help you and identifying what you would like. You have many options. They're in your head. They're floating around. You need to put them on paper. And then after they're on paper, you can either do process of elimination, or if you want to really still do all of these things, then start prioritizing and start making plans.
Okay.
I'll leave you with this. Please tell me if this makes sense to you. I get that you're an incarnated angel. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yeah.
So... you know how I said earlier that you're like the peacock all out and then you can let down the wings?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they're not playing around. They gave that to me first, and then they said incarnated angel afterwards. So for you and for those who are listening, there are many souls that come into human form, and the angelic realm is yet one group of souls that in fact incarnate into a human body to assist with the awakening of humanity. So you are an angel and you come into a human body, and boy did you put up with honey pie, so pat yourself on the wings, okay? Boy, oh boy.
Thank
a back
you,
massage will
you
help.
Me in tears here. This is,
I'm
oh.
glad I make people cry a lot.
Yeah,
a
right
lot.
Down to the soul you've shaken me.
I love it. I'm hugging you terribly.
I feel it.
So
I feel
your
it.
Job, get a back massage
to,
as well. And when this massage therapist is on your back, and you're on your, well, they're not working on your back and you're on your stomach, you invoke, we'll say the I Am presence. You invoke the Holy Spirit, the I Am, the oneness,
I
the
am,
oneness
yeah.
creator. God, whatever you want to call it, to assist in repairing any damage to the wings. That massage therapist can be all over your back, but when they're on your back, just you call upon them. They will help heal anything that needs restructuring, and your DNA will be advancing as well. all is well. You are healing. It's perfection. You're going through a shift. It's phenomenal. You're going to be, oh, here they go again. You'll be back on your feet in no time.
Oh, sweetheart. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Before you go, Lucille, thank you. I want to thank you for being so courageous to ask questions and share. I did a little totem on the peacock.
Yeah.
And this is going to blow you away because, Joni, as always, you are so spot on. Let's see. The peacock is closest in description to the mythical phoenix, which rises and reborn from the flames and ashes, right?
Wow.
And the eyes on the peacock feathers represent their ability to see into the past, present, and future. And the cycle of birth and death and resurrection is all relates to the whole and valuing all aspects of the cycle. So, I mean, with your retirement and stuff, I think that you can see a cycle akin to that. But here you go. This is going to blow your mind. Those who have peacock as a power animal, and that just means that the peacock comes across your path or it's in your life somehow, you know. So those who have peacock as a power animal can get insights into their past lives and their karmic connection to their current life. Foot reflexology as a profession would also be advantageous as the feet are at the base of our structure and really pronounced in the peacock.
Oh, wow. Talk about tying things in.
My
okay.
God.
Yeah. So,
thank you for sharing.
And those feathers are often used in healing. And so anyway, I just thought I'd share that because, yeah. And
That's kind of shaking me again down to the core.
That's a trip and a half for me.
Yeah. Wow.
Gosh above. I love when they just love us so much.
Oh, and I have been watched over. I've been blessed. My life changed 10 years ago when I had a near-death experience. So many things came to light, but still with a lot of kind of confusion to go with
sure.
it. Just not so much as a struggle as just I want to see things clearly. I want to be there to help others who need that.
That's right.
And trying, but now with this new part of my life starting up, it's like, but I got to take care of me first.
Absolutely.
Feel selfish.
You're going to be very busy.
Better be first. So
first you, and then they.
Your insights have been tremendous. I'm going to end the year, but begin the year with a whole new light, a whole beautiful bright light encircling and enveloping me. It's spiritual. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's an honor.
Thank you.
And I wish you both a very, very happy new year. Mm. May you be blessed.
Thank you so much. To you as well.
Letting us share in that was awesome.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care, honey pie.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I will. Thank you. You also. Bye.
Wowzer, Joni.
Gosh, above. Keep them coming, honey.
Well, we had two people who just left, so apparently they had a time constriction. So right now we don't have any callers.
Look at that.
No. I do have a question on the webcast, though. And this person is asking how it's just a lot like the last question. What are some things that I can do to get unstuck? I can't stop thinking about what I'm thinking about, and I just want to move on. What are some action steps that I can take that are going to allow me to do it?
There's something that this person is saying that keeps them in that rut. They need to monitor their self-talk inside their head and what they're saying to others. It's negative and it's a repeat. I think it's an I can't do this. There's also something you can't make me. That could be a childhood theme that's gone into adulthood, and that as a result of having been pushed, they're pushing back on themselves in order to move forward. So when you accept what has happened in your childhood and you forgive the person who did the pushing, then that's one way that you unstuck. And then regarding the I can't do that, I think some of it is a fallacy. I think this is fear-based, and I think that this person is able, but the concept of changing is frightening. So what I would say to this person regarding that, ask yourself, if you were to change, what are you afraid might happen? What is your worst nightmare scenario if, in fact, your situation changed for the better? What are you afraid it will look like? What are you afraid will happen? That is what I say to that individual. And I want to say for you, Michelle, for the webcast person who might be listening, and for any other listeners who might be still on, is that the other side, my guides, they aren't just talking to everyone that would type that. They know exactly who typed that question. So the message is specific to the person who typed that in the webcast.
Okay.
And I wish them such good fortune in getting to the bottom of it all and releasing. And I'm glad that they asked.
Let's see what we get else we got here. Okay. All right, in, let's see, in the, oh, it's a chat and there's a Q&A. So in the Q&A, there is a question about anger.
Mm-hmm.
I keep getting angry and I can't control it.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
I'm going in. Something happened to the soul in another lifetime, and I see a rape, and I see brutality, and I'm going to get really gory. This could be one of the goriest things that I will say on the show, but I can't hold back because I must share it so it can be brought to the fore and released. This person was skinned. This is very primitive. This is very old. It happened, I think, in China. This soul also had something happen in India. This is very brutal as well. I think we're going to have a little gory pre-New Year's message here. They were also eaten, so there was cannibalism. So when you put the two of these together, rape, skin, eat, we have such trauma here. I hope that if this person is listening that they're sipping water now. I recommend that they sip water for a few days. Put a slice of lemon in, put your feet up, and rest, because this is a big release of trauma. I'm going to put this out there that this soul is listening, and this is karma. There is unforgiveness. How dare you do this? How dare you touch me? How dare you violate me? How dare you? How dare you? It's such an accumulation of anger that it is beyond rage. It's explosive. It's like a torpedo. That is why this person is so angry and they can't control themselves. Karma. Let's get rid of the karma. We do this with forgiveness work. The first thing, we'll take, these are the two lifetimes. We take the two lifetimes, we bring them together, and you say inside, I forgive myself. And that person, I see a lot of blood, and they're taking care of the soul right now. There's a lot of cleanup work right now. And I feel that the fascia, that's the skin right underneath the surface, tingles, and I feel that they get cold, and they get sores, and sometimes they feel achy, whether it's arthritic or fibromyalgia, and that this person has been seeking help, and it feels like there's neuralgia as well, and that the person has not known why they feel this way. That's because of the abuse, the skinning, the rape, beating, and been eaten. The reason why one would forgive themselves is oftentimes we blame ourselves first. Ah, must have been something that I brought on, that I caused. Next step, forgive everyone and everything involved. Yeah, the person's crying. It's okay. Mother Mary is there. Oh, there are angels all standing there guarding this soul for protection. It's beautiful. This soul is a heavenly servant. They're a messenger of love. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. And thank God for these life lessons. Yes, they're to have water. Yeah, water with lemon. This will take a while. Within the coming year, there will be shifts. Their ears might tingle a little bit. The sun helps this person very much with healing the soul. They need to talk to God if they believe in the word God or spirit, source, creator. Pray. Again, I see lifting their legs up. They need to take the weight off of their feet. And if there are people that are telling them that they need to stop with their explosiveness, if there is that, the anger that comes out, they do need to heed that. They could get in trouble. So they need to really listen to when people say, hey, enough. Stop drinking. No more alcohol. The alcohol has to go away. And if there's an addiction, you need to go to meetings. Go to 12-step every day. Find a sponsor when you have identified one that's of your gender and one that has at least a year, preferably more, under their belt. This too shall pass. I see angels all over you. You are blessed. And the theme regarding having been violated, you need to take a look at your self-concept. You were belittling yourself, and you brought yourself to such an unholy place of belittlement that you asked for you pre-birth planned to have lifetimes where you were brought to that place. Of that which you had minimized your own self. You had people actually mirror what you were doing to yourself. So you would need to ask yourself then, how do I rape myself? How do I eat myself? How do I skin myself? The universe mirrors what we do to ourselves, the healed parts and the unhealed parts. The more you love yourself, the more you treat yourself with dignity, the better your story will be, the better your movie that you are in will be. Your story is a reflection of your inner soul. So fix the inside and watch it look like a kaleidoscope on the outside. And that is what they say.
Joni, thank you so much for that. That was, wow. Okay. We have a little bit of time left, and we have one more caller who's joined us, and I'm going to unmute you. You are from Massachusetts. The last four digits of your phone number are 4272. You are on the air.
Hi, Joni.
Hi. Who is this?
It's me. It's Karen. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. I talked to you once before the summer, and it was most interesting, to say the least. So it was very, very helpful. So thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad that it was interesting, because usually they're not boring.
It was very thought-provoking. I still think about it a lot. I'm working
Good.
With it.
Good.
All right? I'm working with it. But here's the thing. I have been on and off the call a few times just because I'm in transition tonight.
Yeah.
And I've just been intrigued to listen, and I've listened to some parts of the call, but what I just heard was like a wow. But here's something that I wanted you to sit with or interpret.
Yeah.
It was interesting. It's an incredibly wonderful week, but yet on Christmas Day, there was an opportunity for me to spend some time alone, and it was interesting, and you know, as I went on a walk, and the strangest occurrence came to me. Something happened. Hmm. And it was really something happened. And yet I'm very happy to be right where I'm at right this moment. And I'm just curious if you can give me any thoughts on that.
Could you share what happened?
Yeah. So I went for a walk. It was a beautiful day. I went for a, my kids went for a run, and I went for a walk to go alone. And I always go to the ocean because the ocean brings me peace and all that. Mm. But something bizarre happened that was not good. And it was one of those situations where you run and you run as fast as you can. And I was really, really fortunate to run. And as I ran, I got, and when I got to the safe place, my husband was 2 minutes away. And it was just very, my angels or whatever were running my legs. I have to tell you that. They were. It was just.
Was someone watching you?
You know how. What's that?
Was someone watching you?
Yeah.
When you said you got to a safe place, were you running away from something?
Yeah, I was. So I was walking my normal walk, which I love, and there was nobody there. And I went out, and my husband didn't want to go, and I was like, I just need to go and walk, do my walk. And it was just a Christmas morning, and nobody was there. And a truck came past me with an odd fellow in it with a big dog out of the back of the truck. Within the cab of the truck, but sticking his head out and telling me that there's coyotes. There's a coyote running. You might not want to go that way. I go, okay, thanks. And I turn around, you know, think nothing of it. And as I walk, so I start walking the other direction, heading back toward town. He's like a, you know, 100 yards, not even ahead of me, reverses as fast as he can up alongside me. He goes, quick, get in the truck. You want to get in my truck because there's coyotes chasing you. I looked at him, I go, I go, oh, shit, there's nobody around me. I freaking ran as fast as I could, and I ran. And so the story is this. Look, are there coyotes around? Sure there are. But is my gut telling me the right thing to run? You bet. And and I just, the last 2 nights, I can't get over it. I'm just like, it upset me so much. You have no idea. It was like I was so close, and I was like, and thank God, I do believe the angels helped me run, but anyway, I'm a little excited about it. So I ran, and I'm like, okay, why did this happen to me again? This has happened to me once before, actually twice before in my life when I was a much younger
person.
And
this is now 3 times.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go in. Let's get to the bottom of this. Okay, so.
I mean, people can't make this shit up. This is
No, you can't make any of this shit up because what I'm going to say is going to sound wackadoodle too. So we're all in spiritual land together in this, okay? Here we go. In another lifetime, you're in a prison, okay? And there's a metal bar. And you take a metal bar and you pummel people and you get out and you escape. These people who have tried are people, the ones that you pummeled and killed. It's called karmic debt. Okay? Can we get rid of it?
I hope so.
Yeah, we can. You have unforgiveness. You blame them. You're pissed off. You mofos, you took me. You endangered me, so there, bang, bang, bang. It's like, bang, Maxwell Silverhammer went down on their head. This is a Maxwell Silverhammer story, okay? And you took a metal rod pipe thing, and you went bang, 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 3 times. I think there's another. I think there's actually a fourth. These are guards. So I don't see any other lifetimes. It's this lifetime. It's not this lifetime. It's that lifetime where you killed some people. Now, mind you, I don't know how much you know about this stuff about killing and being killed. This is a school. This is Earth School here, and we learn from being victim and victimizer. And we do these things because we're all God sparks, and we are very curious souls. We're pieces of the oneness. It exploded itself out so it would know itself better in all of its infinite parts. And this venue here, this earth, we have a veil of unknowing, so we forget our plans before, right after we come into a life. But we make pre-birth plans, and we set things up. You were going to be a hostage. You were going to be taken as a prisoner. I don't know whether it was so planned that you would kill. There was an option, too. But you were going to be a prisoner, and you knew that. Ask yourself how you imprison yourself. Ask yourself how you lock yourself into things and how it's hard to get out of things. Ask for etheric heavenly butter to kind of get you to twist and writhe out of difficult situations, because there are a few squeaky places where you're stuck or it's difficult to have alternates or options. Let's get rid of the karma. You say inside, I forgive myself. Oh, look at you. Boy, are you happy. Now, you're throwing up. There's a lot of vomit. There's a lot of torture, a lot of toxins. So if you feel a little upset or a little sick, dizzy, nauseous, this is release, maybe within the next day. It's evening now, so maybe by tomorrow morning I see this subsiding. But if you don't feel, just be dressed warmly. You might feel a little chilly, like you're feverish, but I don't see you getting sick. Forgive everyone involved. Wow. Yeah. You were hurt in that prison. Do you get headaches or migraines?
I don't, no.
Do you have sinus infections?
I do, those.
Yeah, there's a head thing. So it's the head thing. That'll start to subside. Oh, ask for everyone's forgiveness. They're loving you. These are friends. So before you came into the lifetime, you chose these people to be part of the prison scenario. These are friends of yours, part of your soul group. Thank God for this life lesson. Yeah. Do you have milk in the house?
Very little, yeah.
Okay, little. Check the expiration date. Have a little sip. It's usually symbolic of nurturance. Could just be a little, literally, just a teeny sip. That'll take the edge off. I don't see you having to have wanted to out yourself or someone in any of these attempts that you were going to be killed, that these were exit opportunities. This was karmic debt to scare the, excuse me, shit out of you, to terrorize you. The forgiveness work is done. Soak your feet in Epsom salts. They're very sad. They're a little bit afraid, but they're more sad. There's sadness in your feet. A lot of running away from things. See how you run away from your problems. Take a look at that. Any way that you might escape. You have, yes, escaped danger, but because you've had to escape, it's become an out for you, as if it's an okay option. We escape when we need to escape, but if we escape when we need to, in fact, face what we need to do, then escape really isn't a healthy option. So take a look at if you are escaping. You can also make believe that if you were in a prison, imagine there's this like small prison and you're sitting on the floor and your knees are up to your chest and it's a little higher than your head, that you open up the door and you crawl out and you close the door behind you and you make it vanish, and you make it go away. That is your job. You can do that today. It's very interesting. The color of the metal is like a burnished gold. It's almost like a whitish, burnished gold. It's very interesting, and it looks heavenly, and you created a prison. You unlock the door, get out of it, and then turn around and make it snap, go away. It's gone. You're free. No one is harming you. They want your body to be live. I feel like, is your skin rough? Is there something with your, does it need to be moisturized?
My skin is actually beautiful, and I mean that in a way that I'm very blessed with a beautiful facial skin.
What about your arms?
But my I have had eczema since I was a child, and I have very dry feet and hands.
Yes, yes, yes. So emolliate. You've been locked up, so you're free now. Do that thing with the prison thing. Get that door open. Climb out and close it and go poof. And symbolically free yourself. And then I see you drinking water. You keep yourself hydrated. Do you put lemon in your water?
Every morning. I try to.
Beautiful. So you got that going. Emolliate however you would. And the other thing, too, is see if you, how you might be hard on yourself. Because that, I think, is this eczema. I think when you're softer on yourself, then you're more supple, and then it starts sloughing off. You'll watch that happen. And there are TV shows that they say it has to do with danger. Do you watch any that are violent?
Hell no.
Good.
No.
Stay away from them because they replicate some of the scenes that you've lived, and you would be re-traumatizing yourself. You want happy. Happy and love.
Yes, all right, Channel. No, seriously. So the shocking thing is that I could run so fast because 2 months ago I had a leg injury right below my right knee, and I'm really blessed. Nothing broke or anything, just a really bad bone bruise, tendon, very tender, very, you know, you gotta, no squatting, just, you know, keep moving. And the fact that I could, like, run as fast as I could because I knew I had to run, I didn't have a good vibe, Joni. I felt really bad.
Right.
I felt
right.
Really bad negative energy.
Yes.
In a way I can't tell you, and this is another conversation for another day, but I will tell you that I felt that something was going to be really bad if I hadn't moved as fast as I did, and I felt that I had something like lifted me and just kept me moving really fast.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is divine. That is so. You were assisted. There were wings. I see wings. They carried you. Yes. Mm-hmm. Nothing was going to happen to you because you knew what to do. Something clicked. You weren't supposed to leave us. Nothing was supposed to happen that way.
Mm.
I hope this assisted.
Okay, that's my story. Thank you. Yeah, I did. It actually gets me thinking.
Oh.
Again, another story for another day. Oh, wow.
Luck to you.
Ah. Wow.
And Happy New Year.
Yes, thank you. Happy New Year. Okay.
Thank you, Karen.
Bye.
Okay, Joni, we are at the end of the hour. That was quite a collection of readings.
How different was each one?
It was amazing. I loved
it. Very exciting hour. I want to thank you for years worth of blessings and assisting me in just having that platform where I could deliver messages from our beloveds. And you are a blessing, and thank you for being here.
Well, can you please just share right now how people can get in touch with you to have a half an hour reading or hour, however that goes?
I do 15 half-hour, one-hour readings. My rates I talk about if you connect with me.
Yeah.
I have a new website that I believe is going to be launched on January 1st. So hold your hands back. I wouldn't go to joniswhitelighthealing.com yet. Poise yourself for January 1st, 2017, because the present website that I have is over 3.5 years old. It doesn't have one interview or radio show or any of my songs on there. It has
But they can
no
go
schedule,
to I do
no
have
blog,
your link
it has nothing.
I have your links on soluminous.com on your webpage with all of our interviews. So you can enjoy them there. But
so you will find you will find me at Joni's Joanies whitelighthealing.com, and I am in central New Jersey, and for those who aren't local, I do phone and Skype sessions, and they are equally as effective as seeing me in person.
Oh God, yeah, and I can vouch for that.
You could find me on Facebook. You could friend me at Joni Eisinger and just tell me how you found me. I'm on LinkedIn and Twitter.
All right. Joni and everyone who participated tonight on the webcast and the live call-in, thank you so much. Hugely, like, so giving, so productive, so insightful, so courageous, and an awesome, strong foothold bridge into 2017 with everyone sharing what they needed to get and us all benefiting from it. Joni, Happy New Year, my love. You're my dear friend, and all of you who had the courage to attend tonight and share with us, thank you so much. Join us in January. Go to soul-luminous.com, and the date and the link will be up shortly. Okay, good night.
Night.